The battle and cross the line. I'm about to make another mistake, and even though I try to stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. Am I out of my mind? What did I do? Oh, I feel so bad. And every time I try to start all over again, my shame comes back to haunt me. I'm trying hard to walk away, but temptation is surrounding me, surrounding me. I wish that I could find the strength to change my life before it's too late, too late, too late. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. I know, oh Allah, you're the most forgiving, and that you promise to always be there when I call upon you. So now I'm standing here, ashamed of all the mistakes I've committed. Please don't turn me away and hear my prayer when I ask you to forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, this is Brother Maher Zain. For my latest news and updates, join me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. Salam.
To stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me.
Hola, assalamu alaikum. And hello to all the listeners out there. You're listening to Delo and Mona. Wish you guys the Mona Ahmed. Ensure you're well and ensure you guys enjoy this week's episode. Daily with Imam is a weekly chat show where I discuss a variety of topics, Islamic concept, interviews, hadiths, quotes, and many more. It comes out every Sunday, usually afternoon, or sometimes comes out evenings, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and all the other amazing platforms for podcasts. So you're probably thinking what I'm going to be talking about this week. Well, this week I'll be just discussing my own experience of Hajj, and also I'll be continuing the series on 99 Names of Allah's Mandala, meaning Quran's Hadith series. So inshallah you guys enjoy it, and let's go on with the episode. So it's time for the 99 Names of Allah's Mandala series. This week we're looking at Al-Qafid, which is number 22. Al-Qafid, the lower, the reducer, abuser, lower the statues people are mean, make them humble. Allah Al-Qafid, meaning the absurd, the one lowered and raised whoever we will by his downman. Mentioned from the Quran in the from the letters KHFD, which is really stand for the lower, weakened, deeper, to make humble, absent, relax, dishoon, soften, to soften, make easy, fraternizing. This attribute describe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as proud, upregan, rebel. He chose one to be humble, soften, make gentle. He decided to raise or weaken people, to give honor, to take it away. So from the Quran, it will bring down some and raise up others. This is from Surah 56, Ayah 3. A well-known example of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala debating someone is foreign. The Chinese dictatory in the Surah of Musa, salam, despite having power and being the person of from Egypt, was his fate. He chased after Musa, salam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the split sea to collapse and drown him. Now in the Quran, it doesn't express the name, but rather focus on the story of Musa Islam and the best candidate by history account, that is the Pharaoh during Musa Islam king. Time was King Ramses II. King Ramses' mummy being preserved, now open for public, to visit the Cairo Museum. In the Quran saying, so today we will save you in a body. You may be those who success a sign, and indeed many among the people of our signs and are hinless. That's from Surah 10, Ayah 92. The Jazakallah here for listening as always. Next week we're looking at Al-Rafid, which is number 23, and inshallah you guys enjoy it. Inshallah you'll be enjoying it, and stay tuned next week. So now I'm going to play you guys in a sheet called The Night of Power, sung by Moad. This is vocal only edition, and after the break, I'll be talking about my own experience of which, inshallah. So enjoy the sheet break.
By his command, he sends the angels down to sense a lamb as they fill up the earth. And on this night is when the journey began, and through Jibreel, Allah sent down the verse. He said, read in the name of your Lord.
Wa rahmatun minar rahman.
Hola, assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to Daily with Mona, which has the Mona Ahmad. Inshallah, you guys enjoy the night power by Mawad. And now I'm going to talk about my experience of Hajj, inshallah. So when did I go to Hajj? I went to Hajj in 2019 for 4 weeks in December with my mom, my dad, and my brothers. We went with Lala Abdul Malik Khadim. They were the best, had everything organized to find nice and extra. If I have the opportunity to go again, I would definitely be going with them. I would like to say thank you to brothers Nadim and Wasim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you with good health and continue doing a good job for me. How did I feel? I just remember the sheer excitement. I wasn't sure how I feel when I stood before the Kaaba. I was in complete amazingness. I was filled with joy and a sense of peace. This was the center of Islam, and the Kaaba signifies a place of unity for Islam, irrespective backgrounds or race. I felt incredibly blessed to be among the billion Muslims who actually got to be in person. What did I enjoy? The main day of Hajj is at the plain of the place in which the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, gave his final sermon. He stressed the equality of all to treat women well, that they were no superior of race, only in good action and pity. All around me, I saw men, women, children deep in supplication, praying for better men in the world and in themselves. I loved seeing the bright colours of Malaysian ladies as they interlocked arms to stay together. I remember being fascinated by every country's ID card, flags, wearing colourful bright pieces on the clothes and colourful bags to ensure no one got lost. It was funny that even throughout my Hajj journey, you can usually tell the British by the other pilgrim. Great queuing and always polite. Many people say they have great sleep in Muzaffara. I think it's just made me more grateful for the comfort of home. For me, the journey of Hajj brought to life many home truths. I recall so many lectures before taking the trip on the nature of sacrifice and bearing the struggles of being patient. What I did not anticipate was the matter in which these tests would manifest and how my already very comfortable self would regularly wake up to some uncomfortable reality. There are many tests in this life, but ultimately our attitudes and actions that will define how we handle. Hajj is hard, Hajj is powerful, Hajj is inspiring, but ultimately Hajj is change. So yeah, JazakAllah for listening, and if for tip wise, make sure you prepare, make sure you do research, make sure to know how much you're actually spending, because it is expensive nowadays. Make sure what to do, maybe watch videos or like people like put on YouTube like bits of like the Hajj experience, so you know roughly what it's about. Make sure you have a sleeping bag as well, because you will be sleeping outdoors one day. And yeah, just make sure you have all your books and just make sure you have everything for the experience. So JazakAllah for listening as always. Inshallah you guys enjoy it. Next week I'll be talking about Eid. I'm going to say like a happy early Eid Mubarak to everyone. If you celebrate either the Saturday or the Sunday, inshallah you guys have a good day. That's what we'll talk about next week. Till then, stay safe, stay awesome, and yeah, love is a peace out for now. Bye. Oh,
lost the battle and crossed the line. I'm about to make another mistake, and even though I try to stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. I try to start all over again. My shame comes back to haunt me. I'm trying hard to walk away, but temptation is surrounding me, surrounding me. I wish that I could find the strength to change my life before it's too late, too late, too late. Forgive me. Turn me away and hear my prayer when I ask you to forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me. My heart is so.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, this is Brother Maher Zain. For my latest news and updates, join me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. Salam.
To stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late?